We're turning tonight to the book of Psalms, at the Psalm 46. The Psalm 46, and we're starting to read at the first one. The Psalm 46 is a very blessed psalm to me in my life. I'll be telling you a little bit later why this psalm is so precious to me. It's Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. With God's word open, could we just turn and ask the Lord to bless the reading of his precious word. Father, we do thank you for your precious word tonight. Now, Lord, I pray that you'll hide man behind the cross. May none be seen but Jesus only. And Father, we pray as we look at this psalm, may we be encouraged as the psalmist was who wrote it. May we have that assurance in our heart that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. We ask it all in thy wonderful name. Amen. The word psalm in the Hebrews means praises. The book of Psalms have 150 spiritual songs used by the church in all ages in worship and in devotional exercises. The predominant theme in the book of Psalms is prayer and praise. The book of Psalms have songs bewailing sin, the experience that comes when men willfully and persistently sin and sunk into the depths of sin. The Psalms have songs of hope, the experience when circumstances go into the distant horizon. The Psalms have songs of despair, the experience in hours of darkness when there seems to be no glimmer of light. There is hardly a circumstance in the human life is not found in the book of Psalms. I want tonight to look very briefly and very quickly at the Psalm 46. This Psalm 46 encourages the believer to hope and trust in God, his power and gracious presence with the church in the worst times. It directs us to give him the glory of what he has done for us and will do for us. It is said that Martin Luther, when he was in despair, would take this Psalm 46 and he would sing that psalm. It is also said that it led him to write that great hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. In verses 1 to 5, we are taught to take comfort in God when things look very black. In verses 6 to 9, to mention his praise, the great things he hath wrought for his church against his enemies. In verses 10 to 11, to assure ourselves that God, who has glorified his own name, will glorify it yet again, to comfort ourselves with that. Tonight I want us very briefly and very quickly to look at three things about this psalm. I want us to see in verse 1, the psalmist gives a note of assurance of safety when he says, God is our refuge and strength. Secondly, I want us to see the psalmist's grounds for this assurance of safety. We see it in verse 5. God is in the midst of her. And lastly and briefly, I will want to look and see the psalmist's vindication of this assurance. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. First of all, an assurance of security. God is. The psalmist tells us that God is. Many times in the scripture we read that God is love. We read in the scripture that God is holy. We read in the scripture that God is unchangeable. We read that God is eternal. We read that God is just and God is omnipotent. But you know, brothers and sisters, in this psalm, we have two more. We have God is our refuge and God is our strength. Why could the psalmist say with comfort, God is? Why could he say with comfort, God is? He knew God. He was in fellowship with God. He believed in God. He proved God. But best of all, he was walking with God. And he knew that God was with him. Please note, the psalmist did not put his note of assurance of safety in the church for his refuge and strength. He said, God is. He didn't put his assurance of security in his army generals for his refuge and strength. Many who were mighty men. He says, God is our refuge and strength. He didn't put his note of assurance of security in himself as king or his own wisdom and strength. He said, God is. He didn't put his assurance of safety in the priests and prophets of God, who were mighty men of God. But he said, God is. You know, brothers and sisters, we can say tonight, God is. Are you in distress tonight? You can say, God is your help, a very present help. Are you oppressed by troubles tonight? You can say, God is your strength. Have you work to do? Have you enemies to fight and grapple with? You can say, God is our strength. God is our refuge, to whom we may flee. He will by his great put strength in us, and on him we may stay ourselves. How do we get strength from God? It's very easy. We'll find it in Isaiah 40 and 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Where will we get strength tomorrow to fight against the devil when he attacks us? Where will we get the strength when all the oppressions of the world comes upon us? Friend, we get it when we bow the knee and we meet with our God in prayer. In this prayer meeting tonight, we can get strength to go into the world tomorrow to cope with anything. It was at the place of prayer that he renewed his strength, David. It was at the place of prayer, speaking to his God one-to-one, that he renewed his strength. You know, these men that climb the mountains and go up into these mountains, they have what's called a refuge tent. And you know, when the bad weather comes, they get that refuge tent up and they get into that tent and they make themselves tea, or they make themselves some substance to feed, to help to keep their body, and helps them to stay alive. Brothers and sisters, the Lord says, God is our refuge. We need to come into that refuge of our God. We need to feed on the word of God. He tells us that he is the bread of life. We need to feed on that bread. And we need to have that assurance. Oh, the psalmist could say with assurance of security, God is. But you know, secondly, the psalmist grounds for this assurance of safety. What was his grounds for this assurance of safety? Why could the psalmist have grounds for this note of assurance of safety and say in verse 2, therefore will I not fear? The answer is in verse 5, the presence of God. God in the midst of her. The secret of the assurance was the consciousness of the nearness of God. In the day of tempest, he felt the nearness of God. When restless waters flew over him, he felt the nearness of God. When the mountains shook, he felt the nearness of God. In the fiercest battles, he felt the nearness of God. Even as a little boy, going out to face that great Goliath, he went out with the assurance of safety that he had the presence of God with him. If God be in our hearts in the midst of us, we shall be established, we shall be helped. Therefore, let us trust and not be afraid. All is well and will end well. There was a preacher, and he went over to Aberdeen. And he was being taken round Aberdeen, and he was being shown all the lovely buildings in Aberdeen. And he said to the man that was taking him round, you know, do you have any down and out areas? And the man said, yes, we have a tenant. It's like a flat sort of things in Scotland. And they took him round and they said, you know, up in that flat there is a lady, and she's a very poor lady. Her house is very poor, but you know, when you go in and see that lady's face, she has the presence of the Lord shining through her face, and you should go and meet this lady. So the preacher went and went in to meet the lady. And when he walked in, he saw the poorness of the lady. She was sitting there in rags. But as he walked in, he saw a glow in her face. And he says to her, dear, I believe the Lord Jesus visits your house. And in her Scottish accent, she said, no, no. And he didn't know what she was saying. So he thought she was deaf. And he says to her again, I believe the Lord Jesus visits your house. That wee bit louder. And she says, no, no. And again, he thought he would shout even louder. And the lady looked at him. And she says, no, he doesn't visit this house. He abides in the house. This lady had known the presence. She knew the assurance of the grounds of safety. She had the consciousness of God with her every day. We old lady, not very much money, not very much what we would say of the wealth of Scotland or the land, but she had something better than that. She had the consciousness of the presence of Almighty God. Why was Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego fearless in the fiery furnace? It's because they had the presence of God with them. Why was Moses not afraid when the enemies of Egypt came after them? Because they had God in the midst. Oh, some of the children of Israel wanted to go back. But you know, Moses had that assurance that God was in the midst. And you know, brethren and sisters, if we have God in our midst in this church, nothing can stand against us. You know, the sad thing in some churches, God is not in their midst. You know, the prayer meeting has been put to the side and there's now a bowling ring. The preaching pulpit has been pushed to the side and there's plays and every sort of thing. Oh, what we need in this church, what we need in the church of God is the consciousness of the presence of God in every meeting. And if we have that, God will work in this place and we'll see precious souls won. Oh, the psalmist had the grounds for this assurance of safety. He had the consciousness, the nearness of God. But finally, what was the psalmist's vindication of this assurance? He could say in verse 11, "The Lord of hosts is with us." Let the church listen and cease to fear, for God will assuredly maintain his own cause and honor. My friend, if we don't stand up for God in this church or in our denomination, God will use another church or another denomination. He will defend his own cause. Hosts may be against us, but we need not fear them if the Lord of hosts is with us. He rules the hosts of the stars. The armies of heaven, the angels loyally follow at his command. He has sovereign right and power over the hosts of men. You know, we can say tonight, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. We can take that note of assurance of security. God is. We can take that grounds for this assurity of safety. God is in the midst. And we can take that vindication of the assurance. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. You know, this psalm is very special to me. I told you, I would tell you the reason why it is so special to me. I had just come in to the eldership in the church. And my wife was diagnosed with cancer. In the middle of the cancer, she took a major heart attack and had to be taken into hospital and get two stents put under her main artery. During that, my mother was taken into hospital. During that time, her mother was taken into hospital. And during that time, an old aunt was taken into hospital. So I was running around all these hospitals. My two boys had a song, the Royal in the morning, the Ulster in the evening, and the City at some time. But you know, friend, the old devil started to attack me. I went to the hospital to visit Eleanor, and the doctor told me, excuse me, that the cancer was an inch away from good tissue, and it was touch and go for her. I went to see my mother, and the doctor told me that my mother wasn't well at all, and it was touch and go with her. My wife's mother had taken a stroke, and it wasn't good for her, plus the old aunt. We lived at Cumber at the time, and I remember going home. And as I was sitting at home, the old devil started to attack me. He said, "You know, you're a great fella. You're into the eldership. Your wife could be dying, your mother could be dying, your mother-in-law could be dying, and your old aunt could be dying." And you know, he kept attacking me and attacking me. And you know, it's easy to say, well, you should have prayed, or you should have went to your scripture. I was just about to lift the telephone and phone W.P. Moore, our clerk assassin, and just tell him the whole story and that it was finished, when the phone rang. And on the other end of the phone was the Reverend Kyle Paisley. And he said to me, "Tommy, Mum and Dad were telling me that you're getting it really, really tight at the moment." I said, "Kyle, you don't know what it is like." And he said, "Well, I want to pray with you, and I want to leave a psalm with you." And this was the psalm. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. And after I finished with Kyle, I got down onto my knees and I said, "Lord, forgive me. I should have turned to your word. I should have prayed. I should have come to thee." Oh, friend, tonight The next day I went round all the hospitals, and it was good news for each one of them. And a matter of fact, when I went to the hospital, the old aunt, I was able to bring her home. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. You know, there's times we carry burdens and we don't have to carry them. There's times we run to people, and it's good to run to people. I was delighted when people said to me, I'm praying for you, Tommy. I'm praying, you know, and it's good to go and speak to people. But you know, I should have run to the Lord. And you know, friend, tonight, get this message into your heart. If you are going through some trouble or some stress, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. That verse brought me through, and I always love reading that verse. God is our refuge and strength. I pray that the Lord will bless these short words to our hearts this evening.